Today's share in the Dear Shul Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Omid Beis. We're in the 6-5 Mishnah Berurah, and we began the Siman Tof Reish Mem test 2 days ago. The first Sif dealt with a stolen Dalad Minim, and today we're going to deal with borrowed Dalad Minim and Dalad Minim that have other Psulim with them. So we begin on the very last line of Kuf Chof Omid Aleph with Sif Beis in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Lechein, likewise, Shol B'Yom Rishon. If you have a borrowed Lulav or Esrog, again, all the Dalaminim on the first day, it is no good. Mishum bo'inon lochem. You need to have, the Pasuk says, u'kachtem lochem. It has to be your possession. You have to own it. Mishabur and Sivkon Tezov tells us, v'chein shol, ayin a mogin avrom in the Prima Godim. And he says, v'tochen divreim, what the mogin avrom in the Prima Godim are essentially saying is, d'vadai lechadchila tov shi'efaret b'yom rishon shenotzin lo b'maton amanas lahachzir. That you can use a borrowed one as long as it is given with a full matana. It's a full, I'm giving this to you, albeit you're going to have to return it to me. And when you return it to me, that fulfills the tonight, and then it retroactively was yours. Avol b'di'evit, im shol mimenu stam. If you just borrowed it without explicitly stating that it's a matana manas lahachzir, and you specifically just said, im shol mimenu stam, litin olulavo, lotzeis bo, v'nasen lo, yotza. Then, as long as you said, listen, can I borrow you a little of an esrog to be yotze with, even though he didn't say yes, but it's a matana manas lahachzir, so then you can fulfill your obligation with this. The mistama, because the bottom line is, the practical loan over here, nasen lo biyofen, shemuta lotzeis bo. He's obviously giving to you that you can be yotze with it, which is technically the hainu, the maton amanas lahachzir. Shulchan Aruch Mayri, Shamalo Beferish, Shinosin Lo Rak B'Torah Shela V'Lo B'Matana. And when the Shulchan Aruch said that it's no good if it's borrowed, that's when it clearly was, yes, I'm lending it to you, but I'm not giving it to you, then it would not be good. Or, Odu Mayri, Shinosin Eino Yodea Hadin, the person doesn't know the halacha, Shin Yosin Bishula, doesn't realize you can't be Yotze with a borrowed one, and he really only gave it to you as a loan, and not that it should be yours, because he doesn't know the din of lachem. In that situation, that's what the Mechaber is writing about, that he's not yotze, and this is written down, k'mo shekosa b'bikur Yaakov. Tishavu number 32 brings down, if you rent somebody a lulav, so the Kaf HaChaim writes, that's also not considered lachem, v'einu yotze bo b'yom terishon, and you wouldn't fulfill your obligation on the first day. But the rest of the days, you would be, because you can be yotze with a borrowed, so you certainly can be yotze with a rented one. Similarly, if you give the lulav as a mashkon to somebody, let's say somebody lent you money, and you give them your lulav as a collateral, you can't be yotze with that lochem as well. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagor v'amudor hanor milulav shel chaveru. If you say, I will not get hanor from my friend's lulav. Again, lulav here means also all the dalad minim. O milulav shel atzmo. Or even say, amudor hanor from my own lulav and esrog, ani yotze bo b'yom rishon. On the first day, that doesn't qualify as lochem. The lo heve shel lochem. He brings down from the Rashba that this doesn't qualify as lakachtem lochem if you are mudar hanor from it. Why is that so? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin explains. Rotzaloma, what the Mechaber is telling us over here is chaveiro rotze litin lo alula b'matana amanas lahachzir, that the friend is giving it to you as a matana amanas lahachzir, but you are mudar hanor from him. The komash lom the after kiven the kaim alom the mitzvahs lavle and onus nitnu. Even though we normally say that mitzvahs aren't to get hanor from, so you're really not getting hanor because you're just using it for mitzvah, and therefore lo mikri hanor. One might have said that that's not hanor, but nevertheless, here you need more than just not getting hanor. It's you need lochem. It certainly isn't considered yours because the Surah are not in it, because it's also Ranoah, and therefore it can't be considered yours. Dishu footnote number 36 explains why is it, if it's also Ranoah, is it not considered yours? So he brings down from the Rashba, that's the source that the Rabbos came from, Mishum she is Ranoah, Eino Shalo Klab, because something that's also Ranoah isn't considered yours. Albeit, the Chidusha Ritva, he brings down that he disagrees. He holds that Isra Hanoah could be Lochem. Why is it no good, even according to Ritva? Even the Ritva would say you can't be Yotze, is brought down by the Ksos HaChosh and explaining the Ritva, because it's not considered in your possession. Alternatively, Tam Acher, another reason that your Oser in this situation, it's not Lochem. So the Nachlas Yaakov brings down, you asked yourself getting Hanor from this Lulav, that's why you're Mudur Hanor from it. Mimela also Olov, you have asked yourself from getting it as a present. And therefore, he says, you're not acquiring the lulav, it's not considered yours. However, but therefore there's a difference. As opposed to when you're saying, I'm mudar hanor from my friend and his lulav, if you're mudar hanor from your own lulav, you own that lulav. So therefore, bal kocha tzorich lomar, shatam shechoser b'lochem, so then why is it no good lochem? It can't be for this reason. is here, it's not considered mamon lebalim. It's not considered that it's worth something. And it's different. Which normally would be that kisusi mechsa shire, that it doesn't have a significant shear if it's awesome anar. And the Imribina adds, Kishinoda milulovo, nechshav alulov kehefker lukuliyama. Since you can't get enough from it, it's like it belongs to everybody else, and therefore that's the chisaron that it's not luchem. The issue foot number 33 brings down that when you did this matana manas lahasa, you have to say it in a very certain way. If you say that I'm giving it to you, and as soon as you're done with being yotze with it, then it's back to me again, that's not a matana al manas lahasa. In that situation, it's considered like a borrowed lulav. But he brings down in the Bi'ah Locha, Di'ur B'Maskel, Heve, that not everybody agrees with that. That's in Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches. Why does a matana manas lahachzir work in the first place? So in Sif Katan Yud Beis, over there in Siman Tov Reish Nun Ches, he points out, Kishika Omar Chef Ezeh Nosun Cho, when I'm giving something to you, Nifka Kol Kolchu Mimenu, my ownership in it is lifted. And when I say that you have to give it back to me, that's a tanai. And like any other tanai, a tanai, it belongs to you as long as you fulfill the tanai. So this belongs to you as long as you fulfill the tanai, subsequently to return it to me. When you're actually giving over this matana manas lahasir, you have to make sure that you're not holding on to it still. If you're still holding on to it, then it would be no good because it never really left your rishus. And this is based upon either the reasoning that it's not a kinyan, because if he's still holding on to it, you can't make a kinyan, or even in the situation where he was able to make a kinyan, nevertheless, lakachtem implies has to be a lakicha lekol echad v'echad v'lo b'shnayim v'achad, not for two people holding it together. The issue footnote number 35 brings down, af shiochol lahi shol al nidro, you can always be shol in a neder. The Aruch HaShulchan nevertheless says, mikol mokom kos ban she'enu nishal enu luchem, until you actually go and are shol on the neder, so then it doesn't belong to you. And he adds, Shimnot alas alulov, v'achekach nishal nidro, if he took the lulov, and then subsequently he was shol in the neder, so then you would be yotze, because the chacham is oker as a neder meikaro. It makes it null and void retroactively from the beginning, not mikanu l'haba. When a husband is matir a neder for his wife, it's only mikanu l'haba. When a chacham is oker in neder, he's matir neder, so that goes retroactively as if the neder never took place. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yud Zayin, and he writes, Abel b'yom sheni, delo b'yinu lochem shari. All of these are only applicable on the first day when you require lochem. But b'yom sheni, delo b'yinu lochem shari. From the second day onwards, we don't need lochem, then technically it is good, da'ano lo mikre, because it's not really called da'ano in this situation, and therefore, because mitzvah slav lahanus nitnu, but there is no problem of lochem, canal, as we've already explained. The issue footnote number 37 has an additional diuk. He says, this is only applicable if you say, koneim hanoas lulav alai. If you say that I'm answering the lulav upon myself. Shemuta litlo kivin shemitzus lav lehanot nitnu, because then there is only hanoah of the mitzvah, which isn't considered something that you're getting hanoah. But if you say, koneim lulav lenitas alai, you say, I asked to take the lulav, not the hanoas lulav, but to take the lulav, so then Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Kuf Pei Vav says, also litlo, gam lemitzvah. Then you're not allowed to take it even for mitzvah, because you said, I'm not going to take it for anything. Shaf b'mitzvahs, even though mitzvahs are lav lehanot nitnu, nevertheless, the chayfas is also to you. And therefore, it's not a question of hanoah, it's a question that the chayfas is also to you. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, L'chein shal ir anidachas. And ir anidachas is a city that Nebuch, the majority of the people did Avodah Zarah, and the people that did Avodah Zarah are going to be killed, and the property of everybody, even the people that didn't do the Avodah Zarah, is to be burned. As the Mishnah says in Sif Kon Yuches, Yishum de l'sreifakoi, the ir anidachas property is all burned. It's going to be as if there is no shear. They'll say the es koshal al tikbos v'chule. You have to go and destroy all the property. And the lulav bar yishir abar tvachim. The lulav has to have four tvachim and the minimum shear, as we've learned previously. And we'll also see kilakami in siman tov reish nun in the next siman. And the kivin the hailas sreivakoi, since it's going to be burned, it's as if it doesn't have the adequate shear. Kisuse michsa shire. It's as if the shear is cut off. Ain shiru kayim kisarv domi. Because we view something omei lisrov kisaruf domi. And therefore, it's no good. Therefore, it's not good in anything because it doesn't have the shear. It's not a question of lochem. The issue foot number 39 says the same thing applies to an esrog v'nir anidachas oshal asheira. So Tosos brings down Gemara and Sukkah, shari gam esrog shiro kibetza. You need to have the shear of a kibetza, and it doesn't have that. That isn't the beta because that shows the maturity of the fruit and it's not an independent shearing of itself. So Tosa says, no, nevertheless, Gemara says that it has to be something that is recognizable and therefore it must be a certain size. And therefore, it is considered kisusi mechsa shire even by the esrog. The Mechaber continues, says, and here in Idachas Ov Shal Ashera, and Ashera is a tree that was worshipped. Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Yotes, Hu Ilon Sha'ov Dinoso. This is a tree that it was worshipped as a Avodah Zarah. However, V'im Nito, if you first planted it, and only subsequently L'Besof Avodo, then Oz HaPeiros Shagod L'Kodem Avoda, then any fruit that grew before it was worshipped, Mutarim L'Hedjot, are permissible. They're not considered Avodah Zarah. V'Asurim L'Chatchil L'Gvot, but it's inappropriate to use them for a mitzvah. The Mos, it's disgusting that you should be trying to do a mitzvah with such a type of product that was subsequently from an Avodah Zarah. But certainly anything that grew after was already worshipped as an Asherah tree, that's also Aflahejo Bano, that's a real Isra Hanoah. Kidis of Yardea, Simon Kuf Mem Hei. And the issue footnote number 40 brings down that it says over there, Shekol She'ein Bo Tfisas Yad Odom, Velo So Odom, something that doesn't have made by a man or have really the utility from a man, Afbi Shenevat, even though it was made, Hariza Mutuba Hanoah. And therefore, if somebody bows down to trees that weren't planted, the shame of Avodas Kochavim, so heim atzum einu nisarim. You can't say that tree is osur. Mikol mokom kol asarigim va'alim va'peiro shiotzi o'ilim kozman shenevai. But anything that grows subsequently from that, once it was worshipped, they are asurim b'hanah. However, a tree that was planted b'davka, that it should be worshipped, so that's osur, the tree itself, in hanah. That's what it says in Yoredei. He also points out that it has to have been planted by an Ovi Kochavim. If it was planted by Yisrael, einu nasar ad shiyove, then it's not osur unless it's actually worshipped. Rachmona Litzlan. So the Mechaber continues, he says, this ir nidachas or shal Asherah or shal Yisrael posel. Any of these are all posel. What does it mean, shal Yisrael is posel? So the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Nuchot, tells us, tekivin shein bitul la'akam moel lo latiru banah. So then, if it was established by a guy, so the guy has the right to be mevatel it, but if it was Nebuch worshipped by a Yid, so then a Yid can't be mevatel in Avodah Zarah. So in all of these situations, where it hasn't been mevatel, it's an ir nidachas or shal Asherah, and it's doesn't have the shear, it's chayiv sreifa, and it wasn't batel in the case of the Ashera, or it was from a yid, and a yid can't go omi mevatelet, harehi omelis l'sreifa. In all these situations, it's set to be burned, the chol omi l'sreifa, kisarav dami. And as we've already said several times, if something is going to be burned, we view it halachically as it's already burned, and therefore, kisuse michsas shiure, it's as if the shear is not there, v'ein shiur kayim, it doesn't have the adequate shear, the chanal, as we've already explained, and it is no good. Now, the Chaber continues, he says, Abul shall avodas kochavim l'chachila lo yito. You shouldn't take something that was originally used for avodah zarah. But, v'im natal, yotzem yom rishon ve'elach. Then, you can be fulfilling your obligation after the first day, yotzem yom rishon ve'elach, after that, delo bin lechem, when you don't need lechem. And what are we talking about over here? It seems to contradict what we just said. So just remind ourselves what I said a moment ago, which you can actually see also in Deirshu footnote number 41, where in Yoredeia it tells us, Avodas Kochavim Sheyisrael Ein Lo Bittel. A Yid can never be Mevatel, his own Nebuch item that he made as an Avodah Zarah. Shafilu Im Yikatsitsu V'Yishabru. So even if you cut it off and you destroy it, La'olam Tishar B'Yisurah. A Yid can never be Mevatel Avodah Zarah. But a guy who made an Avodah Zarah, it itself or its Tashmishim, the things that were used for it, all the decorations and other things, he can be vatal. He says, this is a piece of garbage. And he therefore turns it back into a piece of garbage. Yeshlam bitul aydeh nochri batzvot. So the guy can be mevatel. So with this understanding, we can now understand what the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sivkot Nechafalim. That when you have this Avodah Zarah, lechatchila lo yito, and this is afilu im bitlo ha'akum, the Shor l'hedjo, technically, it's not Avodah Zarah anymore. So what the Mechaber is telling us here is, it's pasnish, it's inappropriate to use this for the mitzvah. Legavoa osu demos, it's disgusting to use it for a mitzvah, because it came from Avodah Zarah. But after the fact, be the Yavid, Sivkot Nechav Beis, Yim Nata Yotze, but if you did use it, you are Yotze, in fact. Beino Tzorech Lachzor Lito, and you don't have to actually go take another one, because you were fulfilling it. It technically is not Avodah Zarah, he was Mevatelet, i.e. it's disgusting. No, but even something disgusting, you could be Yotze the mitzvah with. V'afilu lo bitl la'akam, even if the Akam wasn't Mevatelet, v'arei hi asura adayim b'achilu b'anah, it still is also in Achila and Anok, because he wasn't about to let Mikol Mokum, Kivan Shemoel or Bittul, since Bittul would work Latira Banah to go and remove this Isser Hanah, Hare Eina Omed this Lesweifa. Therefore, it doesn't automatically stand that it's going to be burned. And therefore, it's not Omi Lesweifa Kisor of Domi. She'efshor shivat l'ruakum. The guy could go and be mevatelet. And therefore, l'masha not l'lot seispa, and the fact that you're taking it right now, eino chashuv hanoah. That's not considered hanoah. As we said, the mitzvah slav le'onos nitnok v'chanal. And therefore, since it's not technically kisuse mechsa shiure, because it may become batel, and therefore it isn't necessarily going to be omi l'sreifa kisor of dami, so why you shouldn't do this l'chachila, even b'di'evit, if it wasn't yet batel, you can fulfill the mitzvah by taking it. Again, you shouldn't, but b'di'evet, you would be yotze. But it wouldn't have the status of lochem. That's why you can only do this from the second day and onwards. Sivkot and chof gimel. Because abo b'yom rishon, debo inon lochem, eno yotze bo afilu b'di'evet. Here, even b'di'evet is still good, because kos mashal obit lo akum. If the akum wasn't mavadal it, the asur ba'no, the lo mikri lochem, as we've already explained, it wouldn't be considered yours. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Hago havidavko shelo niskavin liskos bo." This is if you didn't intend to go and pick it up and acquire it. However, avol im niskavin liskos bo, if the yid intended to go pick it up, then have a law. It belongs to him. Shel Yisrael, the ain't a yotzi bo, and now you can't be yotzi with it because it no longer can be bottle once you have it in your possession. Now this is true vidavko kodesh nisbatel, because in this situation, if you take possession of it before it's nisbatel, it becomes yours. But if the goy did bevatel it and then you take possession of it, then it's not a problem. Even though, hey, I hereby taking this into my possession, so again, you shouldn't use it because it's Mo's. However, b'di'evet, yotzei b'di'evet. And this is brought down the name Rabbeinu Yerucham. And the Ramah adds, v'ayin le'el in simen tof kuf pevav, which is discussed, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and Sivkot and Chav Dalet, that it says over there, wrote to Lomar, the Sham Hevi Ramah, the Ramah says over there, the Yesh Machmirin afilu b'shal akum, that you shouldn't be yotze with it if the akum wasn't nisbatel it, even though you didn't acquire it. How do we paskin in the Mishnah Berurah says ayin le'el in simen tov kuf pei vav sivkot yudches in the Mishnah Berurah over there. And the issue footnote number 42 tells us that there it says shilin yandina, what's the halacha lamaisa? Kai malon kisvaras rova poskim. We follow the majority opinion. Shim toka b'shofar. That's talking about dinim shofar. Shalavodus kochavim hashayach lenochri. If you take a shofar that was belonging to a guy, and it was Avodas Kochavim's property, you shouldn't do this. Everybody agrees to that. It's disgusting. But b'di'evet did by the shofar, you're yotze, after the yotze, so to over here, you'll be yotze. And he adds, v'afilu im lo nizbatel klal, even the guy was not mevatel at all. If you have no other shofar, you can go and use yochel l'korbo. It's not a problem. And you can even make a bracha on it. Ella, shimimotzi achakach shofar kosher. But if you find a better shofar, a kosher shofar afterwards, you should blow it again, albeit without a bracha, because you probably were yotze the first time, so don't make another bracha. But this way, you would be yotze according to the machmirim and said that you can't be yotze even bidi eved. So therefore, blow again without a bracha. That's the general rule. When you're not sure if you were yotze a mitzvah or not, so the bracha you always don't make again, because in case you were yotze, now it's a bracha levatala. But the action, there's no problem in taking a lulav a second time, blowing shofar another time, just to fulfill, to make sure that you were yotze, but just don't make a bracha, but do the action again. Safik d'oraisa, we're yotze, so do the action again, to be yotze, v'machmir, safik d'oraisa, v'machmir l'chumra, to go and do the action again. But the bracha, which is a din d'rabbanon, so safik d'rabbanon l'kula, we say it could possibly be a bracha l'vatola, so don't make the bracha. This is a good point to break, because Siv Dalet, if we started it now, we won't really finish it in the time span, so therefore, at this point, we'll conclude today's shiur.